Welcome to Think Life. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Think Life Podcast. It's episode 5. And today we're going to talk about one weird trick. That's right, folks, you know all those ads. The one weird trick has one weird trick to lose weight. One weird trick to do X, Y, or Z. There's always one weird trick. We always want the shortcut, right? We're always looking for the shortcut. I guess that's a human thing. Humans are lazy, right? Humans are lazy. I was at a thing a few months ago where a programmer was up there going, this is one of the reasons why I developed what I did. And one of the slides he put up was, programmers are lazy. And I said, yeah, programmers are lazy. But it's not just programmers are lazy, humans are lazy. Humans are incredibly lazy. If we can get out of doing work, we'll get out of doing work. Unless, of course, we push ourselves. Humans are lazy. We don't really want to do stuff. You want to do stuff? I don't want to do stuff. Especially stuff that we don't enjoy doing. But there's one weird trick. One weird trick. I was on Quora the other day, and I recently had a rotator cuff surgery. So my right arm or right shoulder is still a little bit in pain. I still can't stretch it all the way out. And it really bugs me because I used to go to the gym all the time and used to lift weights. And now I can't do anything. I can't do anything for at least a couple more months until everything heals. So I asked a question online. Now, so when I'm ready to go back to the gym, what exercise can I use? Is there one exercise that one weight training exercise that will exercise every muscle at once? Every muscle at once. So I got, a lot of people said the deadlift, which is where you stand in front of a barbell with some weights on it and you lift the barbell. And if you think about it, yeah, that does kind of, it engages your arms, engages your legs, your hips, everything. And then somebody else said, clean and jerk. So, yep, clean and jerk. One move, one weird trick to get your weightlifting done. So we're all looking for that one shortcut, that one thing that will trigger everything else. And some people say, well, that never works. It's a million things. You have to do a million things. But I don't think it's that complicated. I don't think it's that complicated. I think we overcomplicate things, and I think a lot of people overcomplicate things purposely in order to sell whatever stuff they're selling. In fact, if you look out there, if you look at all the content that's out there, if you look at everything that's on the internet, all the books, do you really need 400-page books to sell one simple concept? There's so many of these things out there. Anthony Robbins, Ray Dalio, the 600-page book on radical transparency. You can describe it in one sentence. You can describe it in a short blog post. There's so much out there that's super complicated. And I wonder if the reason why these things are so complicated, long, and expensive is because they're just trying to sell books. They're trying to create content. It's like Anthony Robbins and all these other success people, they got to sell books. They have to sell their next book. How are they going to make their next book? If they come up with a concept that's so simple that can be written down and described to you in 30 seconds, how can they sell a book on that? They can't sell a book. What was it the other day? I was in the Amazon bookstore here, And I saw a book. It's like the 5-second fix for your life. 5-second fix. And it was a, 200-page book. The 5-second life fix, or something like that. I forget the exact title. And I'm thinking to myself, what is this 5-second life fix? So I'm flipping through it, and I find there's like one page with the 5-second life fix on it. And I think to myself, this book could have been one page. Because it's the 5-second life fix plus all sorts of documentation talking about the 5-second life fix and how the author came up with the 5-second life fix and how other people use the 5-second life fix to fix their lives. And I'm like, this guy came up with this 5-second life fix and then wrote a whole book around it just so he could make money off of it. So I have this feeling that the reason why we have all these super thick self-help books and super thick books on anything is that people just want to sell books. Right? It's a simple concept and tons of filler. You've probably seen it. If you read reviews on books on Amazon, and I always read the reviews on books on Amazon, especially the one-star, two-star reviews, because those are probably more real. You constantly see this theme over and over again. Just watch the TED Talk. You don't have to read this 400-page book. Just watch the TED Talk, or just read a blog post, or just go to their YouTube channel and watch a video or two. There's no need to spend $20 on this book, because all of the concepts in there are explained incredibly simply with these one or two things, a podcast or whatever. So I have this feeling that all these people out there overcomplicate what needs to be done in order to change. It's way overcomplicated. So I finally came across this book called Discipline by Jocko Willis. He's an ex-Marine, ex-Special Forces, I forget exactly. And it's this really artsy-looking book. It's black. It's a black book with black pages and white and gray text and all these great artistic-looking pictures of Jocko, working out and looking tough. And to his credit, he didn't try to fill it out. There's a lot of big type. And it's very nicely designed. So I'm assuming they took the sparse content that he had and they tried to work it out so it could be spaced out over the course of this 150-page book or whatever. But even so, even in this book, the core message is, again, on one page, and it's discipline. The one thing that you need, the one weird trick that you need to do anything in your life is discipline. If you look at the most successful people in the world, the most successful humans in the world, they are all disciplined or super lucky. But the ones who are disciplined seem to just get more lucky. So he says discipline, even though the book's called Discipline. Immediately, the first thing he says is, right after he says the word discipline, he says self-discipline. And I'm like, yeah. Self-discipline is the one weird trick. I used to have this thing when I was hiring people that the one skill that they all needed, and I distilled it down to one skill, the single most important skill that people need in business, in my belief, is the ability to problem solve. If they can independently, on their own, be served a problem, no matter what it is, whether it's something that's within their knowledge level or outside of their knowledge level, no matter what it is, if they can figure out how to solve that problem, then they can do anything. They can be a mailroom clerk and a CEO. Problem solving is the one weird trick that if you have, you can do almost anything else. And I think this is the same with a lot of things. There's this one thing. And it's not necessarily an easy thing, but it's one thing. It's a single, solitary thing that you need to have in order to succeed. So in order to succeed in the world of business, if you have problem-solving skills, then you can solve anything, and you can be anything, and you can learn anything, and you can do anything, because you're human, and you have the ability to do those things. But if you do not have the problem-solving skill, if you do not have this base-level ability to solve problems, then you can't learn anything. You can't expand your skill set. You can't do anything beyond that. The ability to problem-solve and the ability to learn is required. Learning is part of the problem-solving. You have to be able to problem-solve, and you can't problem-solve without learning. But yeah, problem-solving is the one weird trick. It's the one thing that you absolutely need. Because if you have that, you don't need anything else, because you can figure it out. And when I read that, I read self-discipline in that book, I thought to myself, yeah, that's it. That's it in a nutshell. This guy has cracked it. I mean, and everyone's like, well, yeah, that's obvious, Chris. That's absolutely obvious. It's self-discipline. Self-discipline is the one thing you need to achieve anything you want. I mean, I'm not saying you're going to achieve it. You're guaranteed in achieving it. I'm just saying that you, without self-discipline, it's almost impossible to achieve anything you want. Unless you're damn lucky. With self-discipline, I mean, you guys know the marshmallow test where they gave marshmallows to kids, say, hey, you know, you can have one marshmallow now, or you can have two marshmallows in 5 minutes. So if you can wait for the 5 minutes for the second marshmallow, then these kids are going to end up being more successful in life because they have the self-discipline to wait for the next marshmallow. And we need to teach people how to wait for the next marshmallow so that they can help build self-discipline. But self-discipline is the thing that you need in order to be successful, in order to be a better human, is self-discipline. And I'm not saying it's easy, but it's one thing. It's the one weird trick to being a better human. Because if you have self-discipline, you can do what you want. Because if you say to yourself, oh, I never have any time in the day. I never have any time in the day. So I'm going to, instead of sleeping in till 8:30 every morning and then rolling out of bed and rolling up to my laptop and starting work, I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. and I'm going to shave and I'm going to put on some coffee and I'm going to read a book and I'm going to write in my journal and I'm going to do a podcast and I'm going to do this. If you want to do all those things, you need the self-discipline to be able to do those things. That's what they say. They go like, how do I get up earlier in the morning so I can work on my blog? The answer? Get up earlier in the morning. How do I get a good 8 hours of sleep? Go to bed earlier. What time do you want to wake up in the morning? Oh, I want to wake up at 5 a.m. Oh, really? So 5 a.m. is when you want to wake up. That means, let's see, if you want 8 hours of sleep, so how much sleep do you want? Do you want 7 hours of sleep or 8 hours of sleep? Oh, I want 7 hours of sleep. Okay. 7 hours of sleep is 5 minus, so you need to go to bed by 10. You need to be asleep by 10. Because if you're asleep by 10 and you wake up at 5, that gives you 7 hours of sleep. Oh, I know, but it's so hard. I know. It's hard. But the reality, let's talk about reality, people. We're not talking about fantasy land. We're not talking about dreaming. We're talking about reality. Reality is there's only so many hours in the day. There's 24 hours in the day. And if you want to get a good night's sleep and wake up at 5 a.m., you need to be in bed by 10. You need to be asleep by 10. What does that mean? You need to be in bed by 9:30. You need to turn off your devices by 8. And you're like, oh, I can't do that. I need to look at Facebook at 8 o'clock. I need to look at Facebook when I'm in bed. No, you don't. No, you don't. If you want to wake up early, if you want to wake up at 5 a.m., you can't be looking at Facebook after 8 p.m. You can't. You simply have to give that up. You need to have the self-discipline to give it up. So when people are saying, how do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do this? There's a simple answer. Do it. Just do it. To risk repeating Nike's catchphrase, the only way to do something is to just buckle up and do it. Self-discipline is the one weird trick. That if we can build it, if we can make it happen, and I'm not saying it's easy, if we can self-discipline ourselves, then everything leads from that. It's just like the problem-solving skill. If we can build self-discipline, then we can do whatever we want. We can make a decision to do something, and then magically, it starts happening. Right? What happens if you set your alarm at 5 a.m. for 5 a.m., and when 5 a.m. comes, your phone rings, or it's probably your alarm on your phone, goes off, and instead of lying under the sheets going, oh, I'm so tired, it's so cozy in here, I don't want to get out of bed, you make yourself get out of bed. You say, get out of bed. Get your ass out of bed. It's 5 a.m. You said you wanted to get up at 5 a.m.? Get up at 5 a.m. So you get up at 5 a.m. and you do stuff, the stuff you're doing. And then you're like, oh, I'm so tired at 8 p.m., 9 p.m. And you're like, okay, I'll set an alarm for 8 p.m. I'm going to stop looking at my phone. Boom, put my phone down. Get ready for bed. 9:30, get in bed. 9:30, what are you doing in bed at 9:30? All your friends are up so late. Why am I in bed at 9:30? What, am I old man? No, you said to yourself that you wanted 7 hours of sleep. In order for you to get 7 hours of sleep and wake up at 5, because you said you wanted to wake up at 5, then you have to be in bed by 9:30. It is a fact of life. And if you are disciplined enough to want to get up at 5, then you should also be disciplined enough to go to bed at 9:30. That's the thing I love. I mean, they talk about all of these CEOs and super productive people. Oh, yeah, yeah, I don't go to bed. I go bitch late and I get up at 4. Really? You're going to burn yourself out. Now, I'm not saying that some people need less sleep than others. Some people do need less sleep than others. That's why I'm saying if 7 hours is not your bag, that's fine. But figure out what your bag is and work it by saying, this is when I want to get up. Then means that this is when I have to go to sleep. Self-discipline. It's the one weird trick that leads to everything else. Once you get the self-discipline, and it's hard. It's hard waking up at 5 if you haven't woken up at 5. But after a while, you'll be thinking to yourself, wow, this is great. I'm so productive. I'm so productive. You know, other people, this is the beauty of waking up early. Other people are still getting up while you are done a lot of work. You've done your blog post, you've done your podcast, you've done your video blog, you've created whatever you want to create. You've read whatever you want to read. I did that for a while. I got up at 5 a.m. and I just put a pot of coffee on. And I started reading. Because I said to myself, I don't have time to read these things, but I have this stack of books this high. I have a stack of magazines this high. I got to get through these. So instead of doing other things at 5 a.m. when I woke up, I started reading. I would just go in the living room, sit down, put the light on, and read. Make notes. Read. Make notes. Type. Write blog posts. Whatever. Self-discipline is the secret. Build self-discipline, and anything else you want to do will come from that. Any other ways that you need to become a better human come out of self-discipline. It's the one weird trick that you need to learn if you want to change.